Russia is warning Lithuania of serious consequences for restricting rail transit to Kaliningrad, which is wedged between Lithuania and Poland. That makes it the only Russian region surrounded by two NATO members. The restrictions are part of a range of EU sanctions against Moscow. They're affecting the only rail route linking the territory with the rest of Russia. The Kremlin has vowed to respond to protect its own interests if access isn't restored. Dominic Kane is monitoring developments from Berlin.
What you have here now, at least the Lithuanian government says this, as does the EU, is that Lithuania is prohibiting certain sanctioned items from being transported via rail from Kaliningrad through its territory, through Lithuanian territory, to the rest of the Russian Federation. The Russian government, however, sees things very differently, sees this as an infringement of its sovereignty, hence the references from that Russian Security Council member to retaliation. Hence the suggestion coming from him that the Lithuanian people will suffer as a consequence of this. So yes, there's definitely very serious concern, not just in the Baltic states, but it has to be said at a pan-EU level.
The biggest rail strike in Britain in three decades is underway. Tens of thousands of workers have walked out, demanding better pay and job security. They've projected a wage increase of 2%, while inflation is at 9%. The worst flooding in Bangladesh in years could be about to get worse. More rain is forecast and major rivers are expected to rise. Millions of homes are underwater and authorities are struggling to deliver emergency supplies. In India's neighbouring Assam state, flooding and landslides have killed dozens of people. Soldiers have been deployed to get supplies to areas that are inaccessible. South Korea's first domestically developed space rocket has successfully put a dummy satellite into orbit. The test flight was a second attempt after one failed back in October. Nuri is designed mainly for non-military missions and satellite launches. The test had been scheduled for last week but was cancelled hours before launch because of a problem with the sensor.